Welcome to the Explore Real Estate Show. I am James Boslaw, your Fredericksburg area realtor and vacation rental investor. And this show is all about real estate in the Fredericksburg area, the Fawn Lake community, and the vacation rental space. I help people buy and sell homes because I believe that everyone should grow their wealth as they live in or own a home that they love. I also believe that you should feel confident when you are buying or selling a home, and confidence comes when you are well-educated and informed, and that's what this show is all about. Enjoy the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Explore Real Estate Show. We're in today's episode. We're going to take a look at the halftime report for the Fawn Lake community. And just to clarify what that means, we're going to take a look at the real estate statistics for the Fawn Lake community January through June of this year, and then compare it to January through June of 2024. And so when we do that, what it allows us to do is take a good look at where real estate statistics stand here in the Fawn Lake community and help us understand where they could be going next. So let's dive right into the stats. And as we do that, I have some unfortunately not so great news, especially for us homeowners, but the overall sold dollar volume is down by about 20% here in the Fawn Lake community for the first half of 2025. And the reason why the overall sold dollar volume is down 20% is because the average sold price is down 14% this year in 2025 versus last year in the first half of 2024. What does that mean? It means that this year, the average sold price in the Fawn Lake community is $914,000, whereas in last year, the average sold price in the Fawn Lake community was $1,064,000. So that is a roughly $150,000 swing between the average sold price right here in the Fawn Lake community. So that is a significant but noteworthy statistic for us all to be aware of. Once again, average sold price is down 14%. The median sold price is down, but it's only down 3%. So there is a big difference between the average sold price the first half of this year compared to last year versus the median sold price the first half of this year compared to the first half of last year. The median sold price being down 3% reflects that the median sold price in 2025 is $880,000, whereas in last year, the median sold price was $906,000. So both the average sold price and the median sold price in the Fawn Lake community is down. Home values are down when you take a look at our halftime report. Now, as far as units sold, that is also down, but just slightly. As far as number of units sold, we've had 30 homes sold in the first half of this year, whereas in last year, we had 32 homes sold in the first half of 2024. So only two homes difference. But when you take a look at fewer homes sold, less average sales price, less median sold price, what that means is that that is why our overall sold dollar volume is down by about 20%. If you take a look at average days on market, and this was a stat that did surprise me, doesn't make too much sense to me, but the average days on market is actually down this year to 22 days, whereas in last year, the average days on market was 43 days through the first half of the year. Now, I do think that this number is misleading. They only take into consideration homes that have sold. There are a lot of homes here in the Fawn Lake community that have not sold, that have been on the market for a long time. And as soon as those homes go under contract, I do think that what we will see is that this number will come up. It does appear that homes are taking a little bit longer to sell this year than they have in the years past. So I do think that this number is a little misleading. Now, if you want to know how homes are being acquired in the Fawn Lake community, the number one way that homes are being acquired is through a conventional loan. Out of the 30 homes sold, 17 of those homes were acquired using a conventional loan. Six of those homes were acquired using a VA loan, and another six homes were acquired using cash. And so that's how some of the homes were sold and acquired here in the Fawn Lake community. Now, if you take a look at closed sales in the month of June for the Fawn Lake community, there's only three homes that sold. The five-year average is seven homes in the month of June. So there was a lot less sales in the month of June this year compared to the last 5 years. Now, last stat I want to go over is the month supply. The supply for our community in the month of June of 2025 is 3.3 months of supply, whereas in the five-year average is 4.3 months of supply. So it is strange and a little uncommon that we're seeing that the supply is down, and yet the sales prices are also down. Normally, when you see supply come down, you see sales prices come up. But in this case, what we're seeing is that there are fewer homes for sale, and the homes that do sell are selling for less. So that is something that is bucking a normal trend or rule in the real estate world. However, that's what's taking place right here in the Fallen Lake community. So as you listen to this, you might be wondering, well, what does this mean for me? Unfortunately, for those of us who own a home in the Fallen Lake community, it's not great news. I don't enjoy delivering that our homes are worth less today than they were last year. However, that's what the stats show us. And that is what I want to bring to you, is the truth through the stats that we have available to us. Now, if you're listening to this and you're a buyer, you might be thinking, well, hey, now this might be your opportunity to jump into this market. Homes are going for sale for less than they were a year ago. It's still the greatest community that I know of in the area. And so you will have more leverage if you are interested in moving into a home here in this community. If that's you, definitely reach out to me. You can contact me at my website at explorewithjb.com. You can text me, you can call me, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. But if you're a buyer, this might be a great opportunity for you to get into the community and have a little bit more leverage than normal when you try to do so. With that being said, that is the halftime report for the Fallen Lake community. I hope that this has informed and helped you understand where we are. We are going to be watching things very closely every month, and we're going to continue to look at where the real estate market is going. But that is where we are as of right now. So I hope this helps you and was informative for you. With that being said, I hope you have a wonderful day, a great week, and I will see you on the next episode.